From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine's interim president raises the alarm about new Russian military exercises. And an international mediator says it looks like Syria's government is preparing a presidential election. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. Russia has announced new military operations near the Ukraine border. Ukraine's interim pro-Western president responded to the move by warning that Russian forces appear ready to intervene in his homeland. Moscow sent thousands of military personnel into Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula earlier this month in apparent retaliation for pro-Western Ukrainians ousting the country's pro-Russian president last month. Western powers oppose what they see as Russian efforts to annex Crimea, which has a major ethnic Russian population. Michael Eccles has more on Thursday's developments from Moscow.
In the morning, the Russian Defense Ministry stated on its website that it had planned to intensify combat training exercises in the Rostov, Belgorod, Kursk, and Tambov regions, three of which lie on the border with Ukraine. Mark Galeotti is a professor of global affairs at New York University who specializes in Russian security issues.
Could mean everything or it could mean nothing. It could simply be part of their strategy to increase their pressure on Ukraine. On the other hand, if Russia really is contemplating wider military action into eastern Ukraine, this would be one of the precursors.
At a meeting in Sochi with his advisory security council, President Putin underscored that Russia was not to blame for the situation, which he called an internal Ukrainian crisis. Michael Eccles, Voice of America, Moscow, Russia.
The international mediator trying to resolve Syria's civil war says if the Syrian government goes ahead with a presidential election in the coming months, it could jeopardize peace talks with the opposition. Western diplomats have said such a vote likely would be rigged to ensure another seven-year term for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Speaking Thursday at the United Nations, mediator Lakhdar Brahimi said the Syrian opposition probably would not be interested in talking to the government if that happens. Damascus has not officially announced a presidential election, but Brahimi said it is engaging in activities indicating preparations for a vote. The United States says the search for a missing Malaysian passenger jet carrying 239 people may be extended to the Indian Ocean. White House spokesman Jay Carney said Thursday there is new information that the Boeing 777 may have veered toward the Indian Ocean, far off course from its intended flight path from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Carney said Washington is consulting with other nations involved in a major effort to find the jetliner to see what ships and aircraft could be deployed to those waters. China is calling on the international community to do more to locate the plane. VOA's Bill Ide has the story from the Chinese capital.
The majority of passengers on board the flight were Chinese, and in China, many are following every new development in the search for the plane, both online and through media reports. At a news conference following a major political meeting in Beijing, the first question Li Keqiang was asked was not about China's economy or reforms, but the hunt for flight MH370. Li says the Chinese government has asked relevant parties to enhance their coordination, investigate the cause, locate the missing plane as quickly as possible. The search for Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 continued to widen Thursday, but each new lead on the plane's possible whereabouts vanished almost as quickly as it surfaced. Earlier Thursday, China's state television shared satellite photos of what it called suspicious floating objects in waters off the northeast coast of Malaysia. It was hoped that the objects might have been the passenger jet. But search planes that visited the area Thursday did not find any evidence of the aircraft. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Tan Dung is pledging to improve working conditions for 1 million fishermen whom he says helped to protect the country's sovereignty in the disputed South China Sea. In a speech this week, Mr. Dung asked Vietnamese ministries to offer loan opportunities to the fishermen. His remarks come days after a Vietnamese ship was allegedly attacked by an unidentified Chinese vessel in the South China Sea. I'm Michael Lippin for VOA News.